You are listening to Chesterton Radio at chestertonradio.com.
The Jack Benny Program. Quality of product is essential to continuing success.
At 48, 45, sold American.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw. LSMFT, LSMFT, LSMFT.
Today,
tomorrow,
and always.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco, so round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
Quality distinguishes a man, and quality distinguishes a product. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. The finer, the lighter, the naturally milder Lucky Strike tobacco. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike.
The Lucky Strike program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Larry Stevens, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, this is New Year's Eve. Yes, New Year's Eve. The one time in the year when everybody should let their hair down.
Yes, sir.
Jackie said let it down, not take it off.
Pardon me. Continue, Don.
So, in keeping with the spirit of New Year's Eve, I bring you a man who will get up at midnight, hang up his calendar, refill his hot water bottle, get back in bed again. Here he is, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Hello again. This is Playboy Benny. Wishing you all a happy new year. Don, that was a funny introduction, and this being New Year's Eve, I'm not going to be mad at you. Of course, I'll hate myself in the morning. Yes, Don, here it is, New Year's Eve, and in just a few hours, it'll be 1945. 1945. Gosh, what I wouldn't give to be 19 again.
What you wouldn't give to be 45 again.
Mary, that's an easy joke if I ever heard one. But this is New Year's Eve. But then I'm not going to be mad at you, you know?
Thanks, Cookie.
You're welcome, Poopsie. Oh, hello, Phil. I didn't see you come in.
Hiya, Jackson. Well, I wanted to surprise you. Do you notice anything different about me?
Let's see. A new tie?
No.
New shirt?
No.
Oh, a new suit?
No.
Well, what is it?
I'm wearing those lousy shoelaces you gave me for Christmas.
Phil, that is not the proper spirit, you know.
Well, Jack, I hate to bring this up, but you didn't think of me. You didn't give me anything for Christmas.
Oh, yes, Don, I ordered a nice gift for you, but it didn't get here yet. See, they're having a little trouble at Montgomery Ward. And listen, kids, now that you brought it up, that was a fine present you all chipped in and gave me. A gift certificate for a dinner at the Thrifty Drugstore. The meal was good, but I kept slipping off the stool all the time. Anyway, kids, Christmas is over, and after our program, I want you all to come over to my house and see the new year in. Boy, am I going to have fun.
Oh, sure, sure.
What do you mean, oh, sure, sure?
You'll have fun, all right. You'll drink 3 bottles of Coca-Cola, 2 7-Ups, and 1 Dr. Pepper. Then 10 minutes later, you'll put on a lady's hat and holler, yippee!
What?
Then you'll have 2 fingers of Dad's old-fashioned root beer, and Rochester will have to carry you up to bed.
What are you kids talking about?
You're the only one I ever saw that drinks champagne out of a spoon.
Now, listen, kids, I may be that way all year, but when it comes to New Year... Oh, hello, Larry.
Hello, Mr. Benny. Happy New Year.
Same to you. I'm glad you got here, kid. It's time for your song.
Okay, but can I tell you about my New Year's resolution first?
Sure, kid. What is it?
Well, I made a resolution never to ask you for a raise unless you gave it to me voluntarily.
Well. Whatever made you think of that?
It's on page 84 of his contract.
It is not. Anybody that works for me can ask for a raise anytime they want to. I can't help it if the government froze salaries.
You know, you're not a bad little refrigerator yourself.
right, but the next time you want a raise, ask for it yourself. Don't send Alice and the kids around. And where did they get those ragged old clothes? What a corny act they put on.
Say, Jack.
What?
Getting back to resolutions, it wouldn't hurt if you made a few yourself.
Mary, I've already made a resolution. You'd be surprised if I told you what it is.
No kidding, Jackson. What is it?
Well, I made a resolution that from now on, I'm going to be friends with Fred Allen and never say anything against him.
Ah, Jack, that's really swell. You're really being magnanimous after all the things Allen has said about you.
Oh, Don, it was all in the spirit of fun. Allen's a nice guy. Never meant those things. It was just for laughs.
Yeah, you're right, Jackson. But I'll never forget the laugh Allen got when he said you squeeze a nickel so hard you get milk out of the buffalo. He was sharp that night, that kid was.
Oh, did Allen say that?
Yeah.
What a sense of humor, really.
And I'll never forget the time Allen said that you're so bow-legged and your girl is so knock-kneed, when you dance together, you look like a mixmaster.
What a sense of humor he used to have.
What do you mean, used to have?
Well, that guy's mentality is so low, he has to lie down to think.
Jack, your resolution...
And with those bags under his eyes, his face looks like an old pair of pants with the pockets inside out.
Jack, your resolution.
I've still got till 12 o'clock. Think, kid, will I think of some more? I hope I get some beauties before midnight. Believe me.
With my light brown derby and my bright green tie and my hair all slick upon my head, I went to lose a lonely owl on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With her high starch collar and her light brown hair, she had such a gay and winsome air. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten again. Clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. For the moment I saw her, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When she smiled, I could feel the car shake. I tipped my hat and took a seat. I said I hoped I hadn't stepped upon her feet. I asked her name and lost my breath. She looked so lovely that it scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheel. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As she started to leave, I took hold of her sleeve with my hand. And as if it were planned, she stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with her hand holding mine to the end of the line.
That was a trial. Hey, it's good live number there, Larry. That was a trolley song sung by Larry Stevens. And now, ladies and gentlemen, as is our custom every year at this time, we will present our annual New Year's play entitled The New Tenant, or Goodbye 44, Hello 45. As most of you will remember, this is an allegorical fantasy that takes place...
Hey, Jackson, just a minute. What do you mean by allegorical fantasy?
Well, for instance, Phil, did you see Dumbo, the little elephant with the big ears?
No.
Did you see Ferdinand the Bull?
No.
Well, did you see The Reluctant Dragon?
No, I haven't had a drink in 3 months, Jack. I've been trying to get away from this stuff. You know, a
Well, I'm not going to explain it to you, Phil. You'll understand it as we go along. And that last thing you said is a lie anyway. Now, in our... not even in the script, I know. Now, in our fantasy, I will again play the part of the old year 1944 who has been living in a big boarding house called the United States, which is run by Uncle Sam and his wife, Columbia.
Hey, Jackson, am I going to play the part of Uncle Sam?
Yes, Phil, you'll wear a bright blue jacket with white stars on it and red and white striped pants.
And I'll lay 8 to 5 people who think I'm Bing Crosby.
Never mind. Now, Mary, you play the part of Columbia. You'll be Phil's wife, and you and Phil have 48 children.
Holy smoke, now they'll really think he's Crosby.
Let me explain it to you, Mary. Your children are the 48 states. You see, each state is a child.
Oh, Jack, how could I possibly have 48 children?
Mary, you were born in 1776.
Oh.
What are you laughing at?
I look pretty good for an old babe, don't I?
Not bad, not bad. Now, Don.
Yes, Jack?
You play a very important part in tonight's fantasy. You're going to be the world.
The world, huh?
Yes. And loosen your belt, Don. Your equator is strangling South America. And now, folks, this play will go on immediately.
Oh, say, Jack.
Yes, Don.
Come here a minute. I want to show you something.
What is it?
Well, now, if I'm the world, then my chest must be the United States.
Uh-huh.
And right over here, a little to the southeast, is Goldsboro, North Carolina.
Right here?
Yes.
Oh, pardon me, Don. I didn't know my finger was cold. I'm sorry.
Well, anyway, Jack, this little town of Goldsboro is right in the heart of the tobacco country.
I know, Don, but we've got a play to do.
And it's here that they get those finer, lighter, golden leaves of tobacco and make them into Lucky Strike cigarettes.
Well, that's fine, Don, but you
see,
that's
why that slogan, LSMFT, is so true.
But, Don, I can't see where that has anything to do with our New Year's play. You see, LSMFT stands for Lucky Strike, means fine tobacco.
Yes, Jack, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
Don, that happens to be a statement of fact, while our play is an allegorical fantasy. There's no connection.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack.
Well, that's all right, Don, but don't bring it up again. Until next Sunday. Now, button up your shirt. Goldsboro's getting goose pimples there. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our annual New Year's play will go on immediately after a music... Oh, darn it. I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny. This is Rochester.
Rochester, what is it?
You can bring your guests over any time you want. I just finished making the punch.
The punch? That's good.
But, boss, I lost your recipe, so I used mine.
What's your recipe?
Simple and direct. First, you put in a gallon of grape juice, then you start pouring in the gin.
How much gin?
Till you can't taste the grape juice.
Oh, my goodness.
That ain't all. Then you start pouring in the bourbon.
Bourbon with gin? How much bourbon do you put in?
Till you can't taste the scotch.
Scotch? What kind of a silly drink is that? Scotch, bourbon, gin, and grape juice. Get rid of it immediately.
Okay, I'll see if I can drain it out of the washing machine.
The washing machine, Rochester. I left my new shirt in there this morning.
I know, boss. I noticed it after I poured in the stuff.
Well, for heaven's sake, take my shirt out.
It's too late now. There's nothing left but the buttons.
Oh, Rochester, this is the worst yet. At least you can take out the buttons.
Oh, boss, they're so happy, I hate to disturb them.
Well, I don't know what to say now, Rochester. Don't monkey with it anymore. I'll be home right after the broadcast.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, say, boss.
Now what?
Can I leave about 10 o'clock tonight? I'm going to a New Year's party, too.
No, Rochester, every time you go to a New Year's party, you always stay out so late.
Oh, I'm going to be back early this year.
What time?
About Thursday.
Well, all right, Rochester, New Year's Eve, enjoy yourself. But before you go, in fact, before I get home, I want you to empty that punch out of the washing machine. It's too dangerous to have in the house when you...
Don't worry, boss. As soon as I hang up, I'll...
I knew it. I knew it. The punch exploded. Rochester. Rochester, what happened? Rochester, are you hurt?
Not unless I make a bad landing.
A bad landing. Rochester, Rochester, where's the punch bowl?
I don't know, but I'm over the Rose Bowl.
Oh, well played, Phil. He'll be back after the game. Canteen, played by Phil Harris and his orchestra. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for our annual New Year's play entitled The New Tenant, or Goodbye 44, Hello 45. As the curtain rises, it is almost midnight of December 31st, and old man 1944 is packing his bags and ready to make his exit. Curtain music. Oh, Columbia. Columbia, come here a minute, please.
What do you want, 44?
Gotta gather up my things before little 45 gets here. Hand me those, will you?
Are these yours?
Yep.
Why, old-timer Bobby socks.
Well, I've had my moments, you know. Now, let's see. Might as well pack those racetracks. They ain't gonna be used for a while. See, there's Bay Meadows.
Here's Hialeah.
Yep. Here's Santa Anita. Say, I never knew they had a $10 window. And what else? Oh, yes, hand me that bundle of swing music, will
you? Here you are.
Thanks. I'm going to dance with the dolly, with the hole in her stocking, with the hole in her stocking, with the hole in her stocking. Sloppy little dame, ain't she? Oh, clang, 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 went the trolley. A ding, 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 went the bell. Come in.
Hello, old-timer.
Oh, hello, Uncle Sam. Where you been the last few weeks?
Oh, I've been all over, all over. I've been delivering Christmas presents to all my nieces and my nephews.
Well, Sam, you got here just in time to say goodbye to 1944.
Yep, in a few minutes I'll be leaving you, and I'll never be back on Earth again.
Gosh, kind of feel sorry for you.
Why?
Now you'll never know what happened to Snowflake and Shaky.
That's right.
Say, Sam, I was looking for you yesterday. Where were you?
Well, I ran up the West Coast. I wanted to ask Henry Kaiser what's cooking.
Uh-huh.
And between Watts and cooking, he launched 3 ships.
Well, you're getting the ships, Sam. Just get the men to sail them. You're all set. Well, I better finish my packing. Let's see. Maybe I ought to take along some of these moving pictures.
You want to take Going My Way? Everybody's seen it.
No, I better leave that. I want little 1945 to see it. With all the problems he's going to have, that picture will do him a lot of good.
Well, how about taking Jack Benny's new picture?
No, that's going to be one of his problems. Well, maybe I'd better...
Come in.
Well, howdy, everybody. Hi, old-timer.
Well, what do you know? It's the world come to say goodbye to me.
Yeah, I'll miss you, old-timer. Lots of things happened to me while you were here.
That's right, world. We had 365 exciting days, didn't we?
Yeah.
What you laughing at, world?
Remember last month when I burped and Tokyo had an earthquake?
Yep.
Say, world, your earthquake shook them almost as bad as my B-29s.
You're right, Sam.
Say, world, why don't you hang around till the new tenant arrives?
Sure, stay a while, world. Sit down on the refrigerator, cool off your Arctic Circle. Say, Columbia.
Yes?
Tune in the radio. This will be my last chance to get a little entertainment.
Okay.
You're listening to another broadcast of Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons. The next case is that of a man named Benito Mussolini, alias Il Duce. A sure way to identify this fugitive is to get him up on a high building and show him a balcony. If he steps out on the balcony and makes a speech, he's Mussolini. If he steps out and there is no balcony, let's hope so.
I wonder where he's hiding.
Oh, I wouldn't worry too much about him. His troublemaking days are over.
Yeah, I'll get another station.
And now that you have answered the first one correctly, would you like to try the $2 question?
Yeah.
The $2 question is a simple one. Oh, by the way, what is your name?
My name is Adolf Hitler, but for $2, you can call me Schickelgruber.
All right, Adolf. Would you like to try the $4 question?
Yeah.
You and me, sir. Hey, Adolf.
Nobody asked you, Gary.
Please, please, no coaching from the audience. Now for the next question. Tell me, Adolf, who won the Battle of Stalingrad?
Germany.
I'm sorry, that's the wrong answer.
Wrong! Schweinhund! You call me wrong? Adolf Hitler can't be wrong! I'm always right! Heil Hitler! Heil myself! Verbluten, Duden, Dammkopf, Duden!
Adolf! Adolf, stop! chewing up the rug.
I know what you are thinking. You are thinking that because I chew up rugs, I am crazy. I am not crazy. I am Adolf Hitler. I am one of the greatest. Everybody else is crazy, but I'm all right.
I just like to eat rugs.
Get another station, Columbia. Schicklgruber seems to have lost control of himself.
Okay, old-timer.
And now, Mr. Anthony, we have the case of Mr. H.
All right. Will Mr. H step up to the microphone? Your name, please.
My name is Hirohito. I live in Imperial Palace, which is located in what is left of Tokyo.
And you have a problem?
Yes, Mr. Anthony. I went into partnership with a German in a war. First, we was winning. Now we are losing. Almost every day, the big 29 fly over Tokyo. And now I wish I had never listened to that German, that no good son.
No names, please. Now get on with your problem.
Well, my problem is this. If I have the world's greatest army, and the world's greatest air force, and the world's greatest navy, then please tell me, Mr. Anthony.
Yes?
Why in the name of Nagasaki am I getting the sukiyaki knocked out of me?
I'll tell you why, Hirohito. Because you and your whole gang are a bunch of dirty no-good...
No names, please. No names.
Yes, Hirohito, you have a problem. But it's of your own making, and I cannot nor would I give you any advice, any consolation, or any hope for the future. And if you'll excuse the expression, scram, bum!
That's telling him. Turn it off, Columbia. Shut it off. Doggone, look at that clock. Just got my duds together in time. That's the first stroke of 12. Wonder what's keeping the new tenant.
Don't worry, he'll show up. He always does.
Say, here's a tip for you, Sam. You worked hard during the time I was here, and you did a good job. But I want you to work even harder for the little fella that's coming in.
Well, don't you worry, old-timer. I'm really rolling now.
Time's a-fleeting, but I can't leave till that little shaver gets here.
That must be him now.
Yeah. Come in. Well, it's the little new year. Hello, sonny.
Hello, old-timer. Isn't he cute? Just look at the size of him.
Yeah. Bet he doesn't weigh much more than Sinatra. What's that you got under your arm, sonny?
Some forms I'm going to try awfully hard to get signed this year.
Yeah? What are they?
Well, here's the most important one. It says, how do you pronounce these big words?
Let's see it. Oh, that says unconditional surrender. Well, I hope you get them signed darn soon. Hey, kid, I want you to meet Uncle Sam and his wife, Columbia.
Glad to know you, folks.
Hello, Sonny.
Hiya, Bub. You ought to have a coat on with them diapers. It's pretty chilly tonight.
Yeah, I sure was cold the first night I got here. Say, Bub, I almost forgot. This is the world. Want you to meet him, too.
Hello, son.
Hello. So you're the world, huh?
Yes, sir.
Gosh, there's enough room on him for everybody.
Well, there should be, but there are a couple of fellas that are trying to hog it all. They ain't never satisfied. Now sit down, sonny. I want to show you my album. A few pictures I took while I was here. Now here's a family picture of a bunch of Uncle Sam's nephews.
Say, they all look alike, don't they?
Well, they do in those uniforms, but let me tell you something, sonny. They're doing a great job, and you can be proud of each and every one of them.
What are their names?
Well, I don't know them all, but... There's a fella named Jones. Here's another one here, O'Reilly. There's a kid called Spinelli. Right next to him, see that colored boy there?
Mm-hmm.
His name's Johnson. Right in back of him, that's Lopez. Right alongside of him is a fella named Ginsburg. And the fella way over on this end here is Peterson. All good Americans. Now, sonny, here's a picture of another group of Uncle Sam's nephews. Now, these boys felt just like you did. You know, about the world being big enough for everybody. These boys, just like the others, went out to do something about it.
Gee, they look like the kind of fellows that would do a good job.
They did more than a good job. Too bad they can't come back and tell you about it. And listen, Sonny, one of your jobs is not to forget what they did. And here's something else you don't want to forget.
What's that, sir?
Well, you got to see that Sam's nephews and nieces here at home stay on their jobs. Keep giving blood to the Red Cross. And never stop buying bonds until you get that paper signed. You know, the one you brought with you.
Yes, sir.
And another thing.
Say, old-timer, you better get moving.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't rush me. Oh, by the way, son, Uncle Sam's got a nephew called Franklin that's been taking mighty good care of him. Ain't he, Sam?
Darn tootin'.
So keep an eye on him, son, and give him all the help you can.
Franklin, eh? I'll write that down.
Well, my time's almost up. Gotta be leaving now. Goodbye, Junior.
So long, Pop.
Goodbye, Sam.
So long, old-timer.
Well, here I go.
Goodbye, 44.
So long, Columbia. Keep 'em flying.
Just a minute, but first, here's my good friend, L.A. Speed Race.
They pulled it to Dahl-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle
cigarettes is fine tobacco. Witness independent tobacco experts. Men like Mr. Charles W. Jenkins of Bowling Green, Kentucky, who said,
as a warehouseman, I have seen Lucky Strike by the lighter, naturally milder tobacco. And so I have been smoking Lucky's for 24 years.
The next time you buy cigarettes, remember Mr. Jenkins' statement. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed. So free and easy on the draw. The famous tobacco auctioneers heard on tonight's program are Mr. F.E. Boone of Lexington, Kentucky.
At $45.45, sold American.
And Mr. L.A. Speed Riggs of Goldsboro, North Carolina.
$43.00, sold American.
Basil Risedale speaking for Lucky Strike. L.S.M.F.T. 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 Yes, sir. Right you are. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike.
Good night. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everybody.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. KFI, Los Angeles.
The Jack Benny Program.
Quality of product is essential to continuing success. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed. So free and easy on the draw.
LSMFT. LSMFT. LSMFT.
Of course.
You said it.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
At 47.49, American.
Year after year, at market after market, independent tobacco experts present at the auctions can see the makers of Lucky Strike consistently select and buy the finer, the lighter, the naturally milder Lucky Strike tobacco. Ripe, rich tobacco, fine Lucky Strike tobacco. That means real deep-down smoking enjoyment for you.
Profit by the experience of tobacco experts. Remember, in a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. The Lucky Strike program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Larry Stevens, and yours truly, Don Wilson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, since this is our first program of the new year, I'd like to bring you a man who has made two important resolutions. The first resolution was to give every member of his cast a raise.
The second resolution was to forget the first one. And here he is, Jack Benny.
Yep. Thank you. Hello again. This is Jack Benny talking. And Don, I thought that was a very unfunny introduction.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I happen to think it was very funny.
Well, I don't care what you think. You know, you may not know this, Don, but you can get brand new, shiny 1946 announcers without waiting for Detroit to make up its mind. You know, I wouldn't mind having a thin announcer for a change. I'm getting pretty sick of looking at a pot that big without flowers in it. Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. Happy New Year, Don.
Well, same to you, Mary.
Hey, what about me? Aren't you going to thank me for the swell time I showed you New Year's Eve at that nightclub?
Yeah, but next time, let's not go home at 11:30.
Now, Mary, you know very well that we didn't get home till daybreak. Boy, was I raring.
You should have seen him, Don. Jack drank one bottle of Coca-Cola, jumped up on the chandelier, beat his chest, and yelled, "Look at me, I'm Tarzan."
Yes, sir.
And he fooled everybody if he hadn't opened his shirt.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about that Tarzan yell I gave?
That wasn't a Tarzan yell. You sat on a hot light bulb.
Now, Mary.
Then he drank another bottle of Coca-Cola without a chaser yet.
Guy can have a little fun, Candy. Anyway, I was the life of the party.
You were nothing but a big show-off.
I was not a show-off.
Then why did you ask the waiter to throw you out?
I just did that for a gag. Now, Mary, you know very well we had a marvelous dime. We danced all evening.
Okay, I had a marvelous time.
You're darn tootin'.
Say, Mary, is Jack a good dancer?
I don't know. It's the first time I ever did the minuet.
Oh, stop, will you? You've done the minuet before.
Yeah, but not while the band was playing Cow Cow Boogie.
Mary, now, on New Year's Eve, you gotta let yourself go.
Say, Jack, what'd you do at the stroke of 12?
What did he do? He said, "Happy New Year," took an aspirin, and passed out.
Well, I wasn't out long, sister. And, Don, when I came to, I went around and kissed every woman in the place.
You did?
Yeah. And Mary was so jealous, she tried to stop me.
I wasn't jealous. I was only trying to tell you the place was closed and those women were mopping up.
I was wondering why they all wore up-sweep hairdos. Anyway, let's forget about me. How about you, Don? Did you have a good time New Year's Eve?
I sure did, Jack. At the stroke of 12, I crawled out of the fireplace and filled all the stockings with toys.
Fill the stockings with toys? On New Year's Eve? Don, you were 7 days late.
I know. I was stuck in the chimney.
Well, that's terrible. You could have fallen down and hurt yourself.
Yes, but I was lucky enough to catch the flu.
Well, I'm glad you what?
I was in the chimney, but I was lucky enough to catch the flu.
Don, I have an arrangement with Abbott and Costello. We leave them alone, and they leave us alone. So let's try it. Well, hello, Larry. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Jack.
Jack? Well, Larry, what's come over you? You've always called me Mr. Benny.
Well, don't you remember? On New Year's Eve, you said I could stop calling you Mr. Benny and call you Jack.
When did I tell you that?
Right after your second Coke.
You mean before the aspirin tablet? Well, Larry, I still like the idea of you calling me Mr. Benny. I mean, it adds a little dignity to the program and shows you have respect for me.
Do you want me to call you Mr. Benny, too?
No, that won't be necessary, Mary.
Gee, I can call him Jack.
And now, folks...
Wait till the girls at the May Company hear about this.
Now, wait a minute. Don't get smart, Miss Livingston.
Oh, do call me Mary.
Now, cut that out! Come on, Larry, let's have your song. Now, Mary, you behave yourself, will you?
It's a grand night for singing. The moon is flying high, and somewhere a bird who is bound he'll be heard is throwing his heart at the sky. It's a grand night for singing. The stars are bright above, the earth is aglow, and to add to the show, I think I am falling in love. Falling, falling in love. Maybe it's more than the earth, shiny and silvery blue. Maybe the reason I'm feeling this way has something to do with you. It's a grand night for singing. The moon is flying high, and somewhere a bird who is bound he'll be heard is throwing his heart at the sky. It's a grand night for singing. The stars are bright above, the earth is aglow, and to add to the show, I think I am falling in love. Falling, falling in love. Falling, falling in love.
That was a grand night for singing, sung by Larry Stevens. And very good, Larry. By the way, kid, you made a record of that song, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Well, it's a great number. I'd like to have one of those records, Larry.
Well, why don't you buy one, Mr. Benny? It only costs 75 cents.
Well, I thought about buying one, kid, but you see, I just wanted your song, and the record has something else on the other side, you see? So I didn't feel like paying for both sides.
Maybe they'll slice it for you.
No, I asked them. And you should have heard.
Hello, Donzie. Hi, Libby. And a good evening to you, Mr. Benny.
What? Mr. Benny, Phil, what's that?
One of my New Year's resolutions. Respect for the boss. I made it on New Year's Eve.
Well, that's a nice resolution.
They told me I made it, and I'm going to keep it.
I thought so. Phil, I never saw a guy like you. You keep going to parties, but you never know what happens. You can't even remember if you've had a good time.
Jackson, when I get up the next morning, brush my teeth, and the bristles fall out of the toothbrush, I know I had a good time.
Oh.
Hey, look, how about you, Jackson? Did you have fun New Year's Eve?
Yes, Phil. I went over to the...
That's all, Jackson. If you can remember, you didn't have fun.
Well, I can't remember all of it. And, Phil, as long as you're making resolutions, you could have made another one. During this new year, why don't you learn something about music?
You mean I should be like Stokowski?
No, Phil, no. All I ask is when you look at your music stand and see a piece of paper that has lines across it and little black dots all over it, don't turn to your boys and say, "There's a spy around here. This stuff is in code." Little as they know, it embarrasses them.
All right, Jackson, all right. That'll be another one of my resolutions.
Oh, speaking of resolutions, Jack, I made a resolution that during 1946, I'm going to find new ways to tell people about Lucky Strike cigarettes.
You are, kiddo?
Yes. Instead of saying LSMFT stands for Lucky Strike means fine tobacco, I'm going to say it backwards.
What?
I'm going to say TFMSL stands for tobacco fine means strike lucky.
But, Don, isn't that a bit ridic?
12, Jack. At least it's different. Remember how I always used to say lucky strikes are so round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw?
Uh-huh.
Well, listen to it this way. Draw the uneasy and free soul, packed fully soul, firm soul, round soul.
Well, mouth my shot. Packed so, firm so, round so.
Rinso.
Happy little walk. Now! Don. Don, if I were you, I'd forget about doing the commercial backwards. Just do it the regular way.
Well, okay.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we will have a number by Phil Harris and his orchestra who will play it not backwards, not forwards, but in their usual manner. They'll start in the middle and blast both ways. All right, Phil, let's...
Oh, wait a minute, Jack.
What is it, Mary?
I meant to tell you that the way over here, I stopped off at your house, and while I was there, Fred Allen called.
Fred Allen, huh? Well, what did the dead end of Allen's Alley have to say?
I haven't heard such language since Mama stepped on Papa's bare foot with her track shoes on.
Well, Mary, Allen didn't have to use that kind of language, even if he was talking about me.
It wasn't his fault, Jack. He was reading one of those contest letters.
Oh. He's just jealous because more people hate me than him. That's all.
What about the contest, Jack? Have the winners been picked yet?
Not yet, Don. The judges are reading the letters as fast as they can. But on Sunday, January 27, 3 weeks from tonight, we'll announce the winners. 3 weeks from tonight. It won't be very long until I'll be paying off the prizes.
Hey, Jackson, as long as you're paying off, how about that little bet I won from you on the Rose Bowl game?
Phil, I didn't see the game, so the bet's off. I mean, how do I know that USC lost, huh?
Are you kidding? The score was printed in every newspaper in the country.
So what? Last Wednesday, I picked up the newspaper on my front lawn, and it said no rain today. Paper was so wet, I could hardly read it. So don't be too sure about USC losing.
Jackson, are you crazy? 90,000 people were at that game and saw Alabama win.
I don't care if 100,000 people saw. I'm not taking the word of a lot of strangers. That's the way rumors get started. I'm not taking anybody's word.
That's why Jack went to Europe last summer. He wanted to make sure the war was over.
Yeah.
He hasn't been to Japan yet, so he still got his house blacked out.
Mary, let's drop the whole... I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny. This is Rochester.
Rochester. Rochester, you know I'm on the air. What did you call for?
It's about Nottingham, your new English butler. He must be crazy.
What's the matter now?
When you left the house this morning, did you tell him to take the Christmas tree off the grand piano, cut it up into little pieces, and burn it?
Yeah, did it fit in the fireplace?
Oh, but the keyboard.
Well, Rochester, do you mean to say that Nottingham damaged my grand piano?
Damaged it? Boss, you know in front where it says Steinway & Sons?
Yes.
Well, the father's in business for himself now.
Oh, my God. Rochester, why didn't you stop him?
Stop him, schmop him. He wouldn't listen to me.
But my grand piano, it's ruined.
I told you I saved the keyboard.
The keyboard? Why would you just save that?
Boss, you know how I feel about ivory.
I should have known. Well, Rochester, did anything else happen?
Not until the fireman got there.
The fireman?
Yeah, when Nottingham threw the pen in the fireplace, the flames shot up all over the roof.
Well, did the firemen put it out?
They sure did. I went outside and watched them. They climbed up a ladder, stuck a hose down the chimney, and turned it on full force.
Uh-huh.
And, boss, I couldn't understand how a chimney could hold so much water till I opened the front door.
What?
That tide hit me so hard, I thought Frank Thomas was coaching it.
Don't tell me the house was flooded.
Flooded? You know that picture of Whistler's mother you got in the library?
Yes.
Well, the frame's still there, but she's in the living room diving for pennies.
Rochester, stop with the jokes. Did you save my parrot?
Boss, the last time I saw your parrot, he was sailing down the hall in your derby hat shouting, Mr. Christian, come here!
Oh, don't be so silly. Now, let the water out the back door.
We might as well water the garden while we've got it.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
What happened, Jack?
What always happens when I leave the house? Come on, Phil, let's have a band number. Snow, played by Phil Harris and his orchestra. Now, ladies and gentlemen...
Hey, Jackson, come on. How about paying me that dough you owe me on the Rose Bowl game?
Phil, I told you I didn't see the game.
But, Jack, you said you went to the Rose Bowl. How come you didn't see the game?
Well...
I'll tell you, Don.
He wouldn't be interested.
Yes, I would. What happened, Mary?
Oh.
Well, Jack had tickets for the game, and he told Phil and me to meet him in front of Tunnel 16 at 1:30.
1:30.
What is that?
Well, when Phil and I got to the bowl, Jack wasn't there yet. So we waited and waited. You should have seen the crowd down. There were thousands of people pushing and shoving. Come on, Phil. Let's go in.
We can't, Libby. We got to wait for Jackson. He's got the tickets. Why didn't he come with us?
Well, you know how romantic Jack is. He's bringing his girlfriend, Gladys Abisko, to the game.
Yeah, she's a pretty cute kid when she's all dressed up. You know, I think Jackson's kind of stuck on that little waitress.
Yeah, but he's getting indifferent now that meat rationing is over. You know him.
Hey, Mary, look. Here comes Jackson and Gladys now.
Gee, Gladys, I never saw you look so nice. You're sure pretty when you get all dolled up.
Thanks, Speedy.
I mean it. Boy, am I lucky I met you.
Ain't it the truth?
That's fate for you. You know, I'd never have met you if I hadn't been hungry that night. Yeah, I'll never forget. I was driving along looking for a place to eat, and I drove right past Ciro's and the Trocadero and the Macambo. And it was just fate that made me turn into Simon's Drive-In. And there, like a vision of loveliness, you came toward me. Gee, you smelled so good.
Yeah, it was chicken gumbo night.
Uh-huh. 25 cents a bowl. A meal in itself. Oh, look, Gladys, there's Mary and Phil. Well, here we are, kids. Gladys, you know Mary, don't you?
Sure. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Gladys. Gee, that's a pretty fur. Did you trap it yourself?
I should say not. Speedy ran over it on the way out here.
Gladys.
Hit it again, Jackson. It's still wiggling.
Don't be funny. Gladys meant that it slipped off her shoulder and ran over it accidentally. Didn't you, Gladys?
You tell him, big boy. You got the lips for it.
Yeah. Come on, kids. Here's our gate. Let's go in.
Tickets. Hold your own stubs, please.
Here you are.
Oh, hello, Gladys.
Hello, Eddie.
What's the special tonight?
Beet soup and boiled potatoes.
Oh, come on, Gladys. Forget business for a while.
Okay, Speedy.
Here's Tunnel 16 over this way, Jackson.
Now, let's stick together.
Say, Gladys, you still work at the Shamrock Cafe?
No, I'm back at the drive-in. Speedy thought I ought to be outside where it's healthier.
You're darn right. What's the use of being in California if you can't enjoy the sun?
Yeah, but I sure wish I could get off the night shift.
You will, honey. Just save your tips. That's all.
I do, but every time I get a little ahead, you want to go to a movie or something.
Well, it won't always be that way.
Hey,
Hey, look who's here. Hiya, Gladys. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Lefty.
Lefty? You know everybody, don't you?
That's Lefty Flanagan. What a sport. He always orders a la carte.
Don't talk to him.
But Lefty's a big tipper.
Oh. Hiya, Lefty. Now, let's see. Where do we...
Hey, look, there's a hot dog stand. Let's make with a mustard.
Yeah, want a hot dog, Gladys?
I'm not hungry right now. You can get me one when we're inside.
Better get one now, Gladys. You know Speedy.
That's Speedy. All right, I'll go over and buy the hot dog. You kids wait here so you won't get lost, huh? Hey, mister, 4 hot dogs, please.
Yes, sir. Pickle in the middle and the mustard on top. Just the way you like him and they're all red hot. Well, puppies, coming up.
How much are they?
3 cents apiece.
3 cents?
Uh-huh.
Why do you sell them so cheap?
Taste them.
Oh, say, do they look... They do look like pretty tough weenies.
Tough. What suitcase handles they would make.
They still look good to me. Give me 4.
What kind of mustard do you want on them?
What kind?
Well, I got strong, mild, and Christmas night.
Oh, mild, I guess.
Okay, here you are. 4 hot dogs covered with mild mustard.
Thanks. Gee, they're kind of messy. Haven't you got some rolls to put them in?
With rolls, it's 5 cents. With pickles, it's 10 cents. With relish, it's 15 cents. And with bicarbonate of soda, you couldn't afford it.
Well, just give me the roll.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Pickle in the middle and the mustard on top, just the way you like them in the roll.
Here you are, kids. Take your hot dog.
Thanks. Gee, I'm thirsty. What are we going to drink with our hot dog?
Here you are, Gladys.
Put that back in your pocket. Now, let's go in.
Stubbs, please. Let's see the numbers on your stubs.
Here you are.
Right this way. Just follow me. Oh, hello, Gladys.
Why, hello, Nick. How are things?
Fine. I'm on parole now.
Come on. Show us our seats. Hey, listen to the cheering section.
L-S-M-F-T. L-S-M-F-T. L-U-C-K-I-E-S. Lucky.
Hey, these seats are okay, aren't they, kids?
Yeah, right on the 40-yard line.
Hey, Jackson, care to make a little bet on the game?
Okay, Phil, you take Alabama, I'll take USC.
Hiya, pal. Hey, is this seat taken, old pal?
Oh, great. Look, mister, how about sitting someplace else?
No, thanks. I never touch it.
This would happen to me.
How much do you want to bet, Jackson?
How much dough? Any amount you say, brother. Just name it.
Okay, $50.
$50? Okay, it's a bet.
We must be sitting higher than I thought.
Don't worry, I know what I'm doing.
Peanuts, popcorn, chewing gum, peanuts, popcorn. Hello, Gladys, chewing gum.
Oh, hello, Raisin.
For goodness sake, Gladys, must you say
quiet,
hello?
Quiet. I want to hear the game.
The game hasn't started yet.
No, thanks, I never touch it.
Gee, they're a husky bunch of fellas.
Yeah, listen to that crowd.
Here they come running right past us.
Hello, Gladys!
Gladys? That's something. Now, look,
But Speedy, dear, the boys on the USC team always eat at the drive-in. They voted me Miss Pigskin of 1945.
I don't care what they voted you.
Gosh, what a crowd.
Yeah, I'll bet there's 90,000 people here.
Oh, that's terrible. 90,000 people without a home.
What are you talking about?
This housing shortage is terrible.
Look, they've got homes. They're here for the game.
Oh, you're just saying that because I'm your pal.
You're not my pal. I never saw you before in my life.
No, thanks. I never touched it.
Hey, Jackson, look, here comes the Alabama team.
Hey, those Alabama fellas look pretty good, don't they, Gladys?
They sure do.
Hello, Gladys, you all.
Gladys, you all? That's the last straw. I'm leaving. I'm not even going to stay and see the game. And let me tell you something else, Gladys. You and I are through. Our engagement is broken. Goodbye.
But, Speedy, if you're breaking our engagement, what about the ring?
I'm not giving it back to you. Goodbye.
So there you are, Don. That's exactly what happened at the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, 3 weeks from tonight on January 27th, we will announce the winners of the I Can't Stand Jack Benny contest. Now, Jack will be back in just a minute, but first, here is my good friend, L.A. Speedy Riggs.
L.A. for this, darling. Oh, New American.
What do auctioneers, buyers, and warehousemen, men who know tobacco best, say about Lucky Strike? Well, just listen to the words of Mr. Thomas Jefferson Green, independent tobacco auctioneer of Walnut Cove, North Carolina. He said,
"For many years, I've noticed that at the different markets where I've been auctioneering, Lucky Strike has bought tobacco that was ripe and mild. So for my own cigarette, naturally, I picked Lucky Strike. Been smoking them for 21 years.
Independent tobacco experts like Mr. Green surely know that it takes fine tobacco to make a fine cigarette. And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed. So free and easy on the draw.
The famous tobacco auctioneers heard on tonight's program are Mr. L.A. Speed Riggs of Goldsboro, North Carolina. And Mr. F.E. Boone of Lexington, Kentucky.
At 49, out of 49, American.
And this is Basil Rysdale speaking for Lucky Strike. L.S.M.F.T. L.S.M.F.T. L.S.M.F.T.
A fact known the world over. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed. So free and easy on the draw.
Mary, I wish you'd stop telling Don everything that happens to me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack. I won't do it again.
Okay. Say, Mary, how would you like to go out to dinner now? And later we'll go dancing.
No, not while you're wearing Gladys's ring.
Well, I can't get it off. Good night, folks.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
This is ChestertonRadio.com.